over 1 million people are without power in Louisiana today after Hurricane Ida came ashore and charged through the state. Here's how Governor John Bel Edwards described the situation this morning.
The storm surge, the rain, the wind, all had devastating impacts across southeast Louisiana. Virtually no one has electricity in this part of our state right now. We have water systems that are out. We have tremendous damage to homes and to businesses.
At least one person was killed in the storm, which made landfall yesterday as a powerful Category 4 hurricane, 16 years to the day since Hurricane Katrina devastated the region. Fortunately, the levees that protect New Orleans appear to have held this time, but the damage is still extensive. Pete Dufresne is president of the St. James Parish just west of New Orleans, and he joins us now on a Skype line. Mr. Dufresne, first of all, thank you for making time for us today on what must be a very busy day. What sort of damage did you wake up to?
Yes, thank you for having us. Well, this morning we were awakened to widespread power outages across our parish, significant wind damages. We're not only seeing structural damages, but most significantly, you know, we have trees and power lines down across the parishes. Many of our roads remain impassable and are not safe for travel at this time. We have our operations crews and 911 responders out and about cutting and pushing debris from the roadways so we can make our highways passable again for our residents. The ones who have evacuated, you know, we want to get them back as soon as we can, but not too early. You know, we don't want them to come back too quick until we have time to get our infrastructure back in order.
What about flooding, and how are the levees in your area holding up?
Well, the levees in our area held up well. We just did some extensive repairs on a major levee we had on the west bank. The levee held up fine. And on the east bank, we don't have levee protection as of yet. We're still waiting on that from the risk reduction system that the Corps of Engineers currently has underway.
Give me a sense of what it's going to take to get this power back on to the residents of your parish and how long you might be prepared to hold out without it.
We had the power grid has been impacted from New Orleans all the way through Baton Rouge and north of us and all the way south of us through the Gulf to the Gulf of Mexico. So major outages is expected for weeks to come.
And tell me about your concerns, because I know it is very, very hot in the New Orleans area right now, and it could be dangerous, sir.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm mostly concerned about our elderly, our residents who's most vulnerable. You know, we have our senior centers, our old folks home, and we have a lot of residents who depend on dialysis and oxygen and things of that nature. And that's my biggest concerns, is the most vulnerable.
Do you have running water?
We have a very, very minimal supply of running water right now. Our water distribution system right now is currently running maybe 25%, which is not adequate at all. Should we have one structure fire, we're not going to be able to put it out.
I spoke with a doctor earlier today who's operating the Children's Hospital in New Orleans on a generator. What is the situation with hospitals in your parish, and what are you doing to make sure that they can stay open and that those patients are safe?
Our hospital right now is currently on a generator as well. They're doing the best they can with what they have. They're going to continue operating. Our biggest concern right now is for our residents to stay home, to try to avoid navigating themselves throughout the community. We want them to assess their own homes and properties and help us find the water leaks from that was caused by uprooted trees that has broken the water mains and things of that nature. So the quicker that we can identify these water leaks and we can have them repaired, we can get our water distribution system back operational.
Oh, well, to that point, I know your parish also includes a lot of industrial facilities, chemical plants. What impact did the storm have on those, and is there a risk of pollution or any exposure to those chemicals?
Absolutely no risk of pollution or exposure that I'm aware of. I have been in communication with many of our industry partners. Thank God we have our industry here in St. James Parish. They have been reaching out, and they have been a just a tremendous source of resources that our residents need, such as water, you know, food, just different supplies. We have they're doing the best they can to gather some tarps for to help our residents cover the roofs. Just been a tremendous asset here in St. James Parish.
All right. We've been speaking with Pete Dufresne, president of the St. James Parish in Louisiana. Sir, thank you very much for your time, and we wish you continued good luck as you try to recover from this storm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.